So, welcome everyone to Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, look into the middle of a comic series or the end and determine if I can figure out whatever the hell's going on. Today we'll be looking at Plastic number 5, published by Image Comics, story by Doug Wagner, and art by Daniel Hilliard. Seems like I'm once again coming in at the end of another series, so spoilers. The issue opens with a sort of Mexican standoff in which our protagonist Edwin is holding a detonator for the explosives in the room and the son of the other side, Thaddeus, hostage. This is quickly resolved as Thaddeus hands over Virginia, the sex doll Edwin cares so much for and believes to be a real, sentient person. Below the boathouse, a runaway named Gwen, who is joined up with Edwin for some reason or another, is set to help him escape from uncertain death, amply lighting the building on fire. A bullet is shot and goes through both Edwin and his doll, Virginia. They do escape, however, and Gwen sets off the charges with a secondary detonator. As Edwin prepares for his last stand against Thaddeus, he says his goodbyes to his mom, who happens to be a skull in a plastic bag labeled Mom, and LaCroix, decomposing body of a police officer he also had stuffed in his trunk. It then cuts to Thaddeus's manor, in which he and his son Trey are about to finally connect when Edwin and Virginia come crashing through the window with the car, detonating the explosives inside and killing all three or four of them. It then ends with Gwen hitchhiking her way to New Orleans, introducing herself to the driver as Virginia. Well, interesting is about the least I can say. The premise, from what I can gather, is a rescue story, except the damsel in distress is a plastic sex doll, and the knight in shining armor is a psychopath that believes it to be a sentient person who also likes to collect heads and dead bodies, maybe a schizophrenic. The art is fantastic, and I do very much like it how, when Edwin and Virginia are in the same panel, she looks alive, while in any other, for instance, she looks like a dead and inanimate object. Gotta say that this story series is on my list, and I will be picking up the trade soon.